Yeah, they were. Okay.
They tried to have a whole TV show about them, and you're like, oh, they talk and stuff? Stop. I mean, I guess they talk to each other.
No, they did?
It's translated into English. I assume they're speaking Ewok.
Oh.
They had a cartoon.
Now I hate them.
You never saw the Ewoks cartoon? Shit, I should have saved that for the...
No, we're recording now.
Oh, okay.
This is the cold open, then. The more of Star Wars that you consume, the worse you
it
are.
It gets, yeah.
And the problem is, statistically, the longer we go, the less of a chance you're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, this whole idea of cinematic universes is fascinating to me. Because
in general?
Yeah.
Or...
Well, in general, because it's like, did they have that in prior? I mean, you had the pantheon of God, like Zeus and whatever in the fuck.
Yeah.
And everybody telling stories in a shared universe.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, aren't you like, I'm done with this shit?
You know? Yeah. Then they created Jesus.
Yeah, and then
they just wiped out all that other. Like, you can see in the stories how they start developing Christian morals, and then they literally wiped out the Temple of Venus, and that's where Jesus is, quote, buried.
Yeah.
Like, it's to this day.
Well, it's interesting, the Christian canon, because they didn't really add, like, once Jesus died, they're kind of like, and that's it. And we kind of were like, are you going to make more Jesus movies? And they kind of keep teasing
The Mormons them. Did.
The Mormons
Jesus
did.
Is like the Jar Jar for the Jews.
Yeah.
Right? Like, oh, Gafoyle.
Misa have all sorts of ideas from God. And
the Jews showed up, and they're like, all right, more God shit?
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, what's up? No, I'm like a guy.
I'm a guy.
And I'm God. And they're like,
I'm not into this.
I don't know.
We've already got an established canon of a guy who burns everything.
Yeah. No, we're not doing that anymore. Yeah. We're forgiving everybody.
It's not really our thing.
They'll be fine in heaven. The where now?
All right.
What's that?
They're going to live forever with me and my dad. Oh, he's your dad now.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah.
What do you think about interest? Not a fan.
Jesus,
rid of this guy.
Jesus is literally the original Mary Sue. Comes in out of nowhere and is related to all your favorite characters. Hey, wait a minute. He's God's son and he's got more powers? This is bullshit.
Yeah, nobody complained about that. Yeah. All these Star Wars guys. All these Star Wars fucking...
He can't just be God. He can't just call himself a Skywalker. I'm going to make Jesus was the original Mary Sue video and put that on fucking YouTube.
I'm sure that will be just
I think
great.
That would be pretty good. That would be pretty funny.
Okay, let's start the show. Biggest, the only bonus episode.
Welcome
your mother's ass.
To the biggest problem in the universe. The only show that takes your mother, dresses her up in a diaper, and fucks her 12 ways from Sunday. I'm your host, Vito Gisualdi, here with the ever-present Dick Masterson.
What's up, man?
I never know what the fuck I'm doing with that fucking opening. I gotta figure it out.
That's great.
Is it great?
Well, you find different ways for your mother to,
your
like,
mother to get fucked.
Fuck someone.
So, yeah.
Your mother dresses like Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
And sucks Boba Fett's dick.
The only show where Jar Jar Binks rims your mother's asshole while a Gungan lays a million of his eggs in her sack hole.
You're better at that than me.
What, coming up with stupid sexual bullshit?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't do it. I'm like your mom's trying
your
to
mom
do your jokes.
Gets fucked. And,
I'm like the mom.
Yeah.
It's like,
you know, they're having sex and she doesn't want to.
All right.
What is this show, Dick? Well, this is The Biggest Problem in the Universe. Of course, the show where we dissect all the biggest problems in the universe. But this is a very special bonus episode where we're going to focus in on a particular topic. And today, that topic is a movie series which is near and dear to many nerds in this world. The Star Wars movie franchise. This is The Biggest Problem in Star Wars.
There's more of these fucking nerds every day, it seems like.
Yeah.
Just more and more. It seems like the shittier they... It's like Hitler in springtime. The more shitty they make these movies, the more people there are.
They also become more specialized over time. So, you know, there could be like a Star Wars guy who's just obsessed with, I don't know, dressing up like Wookiees. Another guy just likes the action figures and shit. I watched, for some reason, for no reason, I would never buy any of these expensive Star Wars action figures.
Well, what do you... Wait a minute. You said for no reason I wouldn't buy?
I'm saying...
You do not need a reason not to buy this
for no
trash.
Reason was I watching this video. But I watched a guy open like a $600 Star Wars action figure and complain because the leg was broken.
Why was the leg broken?
Because it's a piece of shit.
It's a Chinese piece of shit.
It was a, you know, like a new one. It was like a master class. It's the guy with all the arms. What's that guy? General Grievous. Master class $600 figure. And he goes, oh my God, the leg won't stay in position.
My General Grimace is all fucked up. My General Grimace is all... His lightsabers won't fucking wiggle around on the space lizard.
Now, granted,
fucks.
If one of my Final Fantasy figures arrived damaged, I can understand being upset. I don't think I'd make a video about it, though.
Wait, what, are you kidding?
Would I make a video just to complain about it? You're right. I make stupid... Everything I do is stupid.
How come the Final Fantasy isn't a Final Fantasy extended universe? Because they know you can't maintain a universe.
Yeah.
Just...
Well, yeah, no,
turns to shit.
That is smart,
right?
Is that Final Fantasy goes, well, they'll have shared elements, but they don't have, like, you know, shared plot lines. They're set in different... Each Final Fantasy game is set in its own universe.
And the Star Wars is a whole galaxy, right?
Yeah.
So you don't... They don't need to... Like, on Earth, you go to another city, and it's like, wow, you guys are way different over here. Yeah. It's totally... How is the whole galaxy the same?
I mean, I've always been, the way I look at it is I go, the original Star Wars movies were like really exciting because you were completely in the dark.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck is the Force? What are the Jedi? You know, but now we know how it all works.
Metaphysical. Well, it doesn't work. Let me explain that to you. It's all magical horseshit.
Yeah. What's exciting about stories is the mystery.
What if the Bible came out and said, actually, Jesus had quizmos? His laser beam that grew out of his fingernails
inside of him.
That's
and
how he cured the leprosy.
Has the most quizmos has the deepest connection with God.
That quizmos from God flew out of his fingernails and got into your smarmos, and that's what cured the lepers.
Yeah, well, that also kind of fucked Star Wars as well. Imagine if God was real and you could measure your connection to him based on the existence of a parasite
factors.
In your blood, and it's like, okay, well, that's a little weird.
See, really I kind fucked of, that up, didn't they?
Maybe my problem should have been would just leave George Lucas in charge because he was fucking insane. It was great. Did you ever hear what his plans were for like future Star Wars movies? It was all going to be out exploring. Literally, he started going down that realm.
This is for May the 4th, by the way, everybody.
Yeah,
this
happy
is our
May the 4th.
Fuck you.
Midichlorians were because like he wanted to do like an entire movie like set inside the body of a Jedi or some shit.
No, he wanted to do like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, like inner space.
Yeah, like he literally there's like supposed to be a microverse inhabited by these creatures called the Wills, and they're responsible for the Force, but they live on a micro level underneath the Star Wars level.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, and then he went to Disney with that, and they're like, we're just going to give it to J.J. Abrams. I'm sorry. This is insane.
But he's going to fuck it up.
Well.
You had your shot.
You had your shot, but then you started talking about midichlorians again.
Talking about quizmos.
Quizmos and
going inside bodies. All you got to do is there's plenty of lore. There's plenty of like Camelot, King Arthur shit, and Japanese shit for you to rip off.
Yeah.
What the hell was the, hold up?
Why are you focusing it on this? Bizarre. Yeah, I don't know what they're all nuts.
You tried to do a Jesus Citizen Kane mashup. That's not how that guy works.
Those prequels are very bizarre.
Do you remember where you were when you saw how I'm 40?
Yeah.
So that was like the worst thing ever. Being 19. And that was the beginning of the end too.
Yeah.
Because 1999 hit, that was the biggest disappointment ever. And you knew there was two more disappointments coming down. And then 9/11 happened. And that wasn't as bad, but it was bad. Then the Patriot Act happened, which was worse.
Yeah.
Then Iraq happened. And the rest of my life has just been down ever since.
It's weird how much the Phantom Menace washed over me. Because I remember before Phantom Menace, like every kid was obsessed with the original trilogy. And we're all buying the action figures and shit. And we're like, oh my God, Phantom Menace is going to be insane. And then I feel like that movie hit and immediately we're like... All right, I'm done with that. There's got to be something else that I'm interested in now. Because there's just nothing there. I'm like, what am I going to do? Buy a Queen Amidala figure and have her tell me about statesmanship?
Hot glue it?
Yeah, hot glue
beat
it.
Beat off
what
to
gonna,
it.
Why would I even beat off to it? She doesn't do anything sexy. She looks like a little China doll. And she goes, the thing about diplomacy is you got to, you know, you got to pass bills. And
you're taking me back.
The whole thing was like a weird diplomatic... exercise.
Okay, let's go. We have results from last month.
Yes.
From Batman.
Batman.
Did you watch that movie, by the way?
Yes. Have you seen it yet?
I stopped watching. I couldn't take it.
It's very long. How'd you get? Did you torrent it or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like 3 hours long.
The penguin's car was flipping over, and I'm like, I don't care.
Oh, that was like the only cool part. The only cool parts were the action. The worst part was I'm like, do I really want to watch Batman just mad at the mob for like two? It's just like a mob story.
But then it was like the mob helped your dad for some reason. Yeah. Like, but he was in too far. I'm like, man, what
I'm like,
the
can he just go fight guys with weird costumes who make crazy noises? And go,
Mr. Freeze was the best. Yeah. Mr. Freeze, best Batman villain.
Yeah.
Only in one.
Only in one. I don't understand why to watch Batman in this, like, oh, I gotta get to the center of this mob mystery. I'm like, go fight guys with weird laser guns. And go, well, Batman, the thing is, you didn't know about my poison spray. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Get wacky with it. I don't want this, like, real world Batman shit.
I'm taking down the criminal element.
Yeah, oh, I'm gonna take down all these bad guys.
Like, just lobby for legalized drugs then.
Well, that's the thing.
Oh, shit. Now I'm doing the thing that.
Now you're doing Batman hot takes.
Batman hot takes won.
Yeah.
No surprise there.
Big winner.
Robin Erasure, that was you.
People do want more. We need more Robin. What happened to Robin?
Because he got those tight little buns that you like watching.
I feel like we're never going to see him in a movie. It's like the movies don't even know he exists. Mm. It's bizarre.
Is he on the CW?
They have him on that Titans show.
What's
like,
that?
Like Teen Titans.
Oh. Is it serious?
They have a live action Teen Titans. Yeah, it's like serious. But it is a CW show.
Max Gibson came in at six.
Six
shocking,
because
he's the worst problem on the board.
And then too much Bruce Wayne was a big negative. People love Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, he's awesome. Why would you not
I've seen
want more?
So much of Bruce Wayne. I'm like, other people could be Batman, and I think it would be great.
Honestly, buddy, if there was a movie just on Bruce Wayne, where it was like him recovering from being Batman, like
just
his alcoholism,
out.
Basically. So he's always kicked to shit. He's always tired.
Yeah.
He's always distracted, thinking about something else. That would be interesting.
You know what? I should have also specified... old Bruce Wayne is an acceptable alternative as well.
Yeah.
Like, I like old grizzled Bruce Wayne, like, even, like, Dark Knight, if you ever remember the original Dark Knight comic, where he's just, like, been Batman for so long, and he's just, like, ancient, and he's like, God damn it, I can't believe I'm still doing this shit. I'm gonna go punch the shit out of some kids on the street. I'm just tired of the middle-aged playboy Bruce Wayne. I'm like, I got it. I've seen it. Switch it up. Yeah. Even Ben Affleck was kind of switching up a little bit. He was like a little more like, God, being Batman sucks. Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm just tired. Know. I've seen this Bruce Wayne.
This new one was so bad.
It had some stuff I liked.
What did you like?
I think it was shot well.
Okay.
I liked a lot of the cinematography. Again, that car chase I thought was really cool.
There was so much glare on my TV, I couldn't barely even see what
well,
was happening.
Well, that's your fucking problem. Why do you get glare on the TV?
I'm watching anything else is not a problem, but Batman, I'm like, what the fuck, man?
You gotta put up some curtains in those big old picture windows you got.
No, thank you. Okay, so that was Batman.
No, thank you. I don't know why you don't have blackout curtains. You got a big TV.
It's my turn first here.
It's my turn first. Dick will be going first because he won the Batman episode, and we'll see if he wins the Star Wars episode as well, but he won't because I am the Star Wars master in the room.
Biggest problem in Star Wars?
Yeah.
Is Star Wars reviews. Oh, God. Do we really need another?
Yeah.
Do we really need another? It's like a whole Olympics of reviews.
Yeah.
I think Star Wars reviews have the language people use to try to be as eviscerating as possible has, like, infected all other reviews.
Yeah.
And because they're so popular, it's, like, taken... It's become all of entertainment is
Star Wars
reviews, SJWs, destroying Star Wars, why Star Wars is fucked. At this point, I'm kind of rooting for the Star Wars.
You kind of want Star Wars to prove their critics wrong here.
I just want one of you guys to just go like, you know what, this one was...
You guys. So guys like me, you mean, who are making Star Wars reviews professionally.
I just can't even use YouTube. It's just the Star Wars review channel.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Well, it is.
It's like popping up. I'm trying to watch a porn, and there's like a guy slides up inside and goes, "You know what, though? I'll tell you what I think about the Bing, the fucking Falcon
Book
1.
Of Boba Fett.
And, the Book of Boba Fett is actually
Solo. And
actually, it wasn't even. I'm like, get out of here. Go away.
Everything you try to watch turns into a Star Wars review. I don't know why there is an insatiable appetite for Star Wars reviews. I don't know what it is. It's bizarre.
Nerds.
Well, it feels like Star Wars is the only one of these cinematic universes that people seem to have an emotional connection to, like a deep one. I don't know
there's
why.
Just nothing at this level.
Yeah.
Of review, 25 hours of Star Wars movies I looked up. There's about 25 billion hours of reviews
of Star
about
Wars.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Where everyone's giving their worst Dennis Miller impression.
The thing is,
so this one starts with the ping pong, and I'd rather eat shit out of a shit monster than shit on my shit. Like, oh my God.
Right, man, yeah. Well, I mean, I have to admit, as a creator of Star Wars reviews, they've been highly lucrative for me.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
So people, they don't, because they don't know anything else exists. Yeah. They just want to hear how much Star Wars sucks in a new way. And then that creates more content
review,
of Star Wars.
Yeah, I try to review a different movie. I have other reviews that are either in-depth or I think just as funny as my takedowns of Star Wars.
Nope.
But it's a content vertical onto itself. Shitting on Star Wars is all these people want.
And I don't know why.
I don't know why either. I would like to surmise. I don't know why.
Now there should be reviews of Star Wars reviews.
I think Star Wars was like the first franchise of this like 70s, 80s age.
Yeah.
I mean, Star Wars was a revolution at the time.
Yeah.
Because the 70s was all anti-hero cinema of like, what if the hero was kind of a piece of shit?
And it's like, Han Solo, though.
No, because Han Solo's got a heart of gold. Is the problem? He's not like Travis Bickle or whatever the guy from fucking Taxi Driver is.
He's not like
Godfather, Taxi Driver, Serpico. Oh, that was all what we had in the 70s. Okay. And George Lucas came along. He's like, "What if the good guy was a good guy?" And everyone went, "What the fuck? We don't do that anymore. We're reinventing movies, man. We're reinventing heroes." He's like, "What if the hero is just like a kid who like wants to help people and has a cool sword?"
Yeah.
And we didn't get that for a long time. And then George Lucas showed up, gave it to us, and it was what the people wanted. They were hot for it.
So what?
So I'm saying,
so
I
there
think
has to be 10 million reviews about why?
Well, I just don't know why that universe had such, I guess there was just no competing. Anything that tried to compete with it was bullshit. You know, it was like Battlestar Galactica.
I mean,
I know this sucks.
And they're all ads for the movie. Like the only reason I know anything is Star Wars is because there's fucking 6 million guys with beards on my
telling
YouTube.
You the new Star Wars is out.
Hey. Let me tell you about my review for the new Star Wars.
You watching Mandalorian? You watching a
no
Bad Batch?
No. I don't even know what
that
is.
Are you excited for The Acolyte? Are you excited for the Cassian Andor show? Now that's
no.
the real question.
No, I'm not excited.
I know
I'm
you
not
love Cassian Andor.
What else is like this besides Star Wars?
Well, that's the question.
Not even
is,
like
why is Star
religion
Wars,
is like
no.
this.
No, we don't have any holy. I wish there was new Bibles dropping a review. Honestly,
sequel.
I want there should be a sequel. We've been waiting. I should read that Quran.
The Book of Mormon is a sequel.
The Book of Mormon was a great sequel. That's why it was so popular. Is that people kept waiting? It was like the wait for the prequels. They kept waiting, and then finally goes, "Hey, we got a new Bible," and you went, "What the fuck?
Really? What's
did you know Jesus,
what happened?
Jesus lives in America. Fuck you." And Native Americans are what people who
chosen tribe
spurned God, or were they the chosen tribe?
I don't know.
I think it was
like Jews too.
Well, originally all the Native Americans were white.
Counts with money.
And then I think he turned them brown to punish them. God did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I believe that.
That they were the tribe that, you know, didn't support him or something.
Did Joseph Smith ever write anything else?
Yeah, he had one. It was called Super Space Adventures. And it was about a guy who had a little robot.
No, it wasn't.
I don't know if he wrote other stuff. It's a good question.
The Book of Mormon guy.
He didn't write it. The
yeah,
Book
he
of
did.
Mormon. No, he transcribed it.
From God.
From God.
Okay. Did he ever transcribe anything from himself after that?
I don't know.
Did they just kill him?
That's a good question. I've been trying to read up on the Mormons. You know there was a Mormon war?
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
Why have you been reading up on Mormons?
I don't know. It's just fascinating.
Talking to a Mormon girl?
I wish.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, because then I can get as many as I want. You talk to a Mormon girl.
You think you want that.
And you think you want it. And then you realize those sister wives.
And you realize how bad one woman
are more than they're worth. But Dick, Star Wars reviews are so important. I mean, Red Letter Media has changed the film criticism forever.
Yeah, but they're good at it.
Yeah. Most of these guys aren't.
It's like when Taco Bell takes over in Demolition Man, when every restaurant's a Taco Bell.
Yes.
Now it's like, we're going to be reviewing. Okay, we're going to review the new whatever.
Every review feels like a Star Wars review.
Yeah, we're going to be reviewing the new Nicolas Cage movie, and also we're going to be talking about Star Wars a little bit too, so don't
I mean, they will throw in. It's kind of like when blah blah does this to the Death Star.
Everything!
Yeah,
it's like the new Hitler. It's like, yeah. And that's like when Jar Jar, I'm like, oh my God.
Star Wars is our weird cultural touchstone that for some reason.
The reviews are.
Yeah. Because everyone's watched them.
It's so bad that you even refer to the Red Letter Media, like that's the new, that was the Star Wars prequels. That was as important as the original trilogy.
Oh, no, you don't understand. Like the fact that Red Letter Media has not done a Rise of Skywalker review in like 2 years, to me, there's a hole in my heart. I'm like, I would pay this guy. I would literally give Mike $100. I would put it in the fund. Well, I expect other people would have to put up $100.
I mean, I listen to those reviews when I work out. I say that.
I've listened to them hundreds of times. I wonder how much money we have to give Mike from Red Letter Media to do a Plinkett review of Rise of Skywalker. It must be possible.
But if the lesson of if Star Wars is anything, is don't do that. Just have the originals, enjoy them, and do something else.
No. I'm going to start a GoFundMe.
They got a Patreon.
Yeah, but that's not the same. That's the money same. They're guaranteed. I want to start a GoFundMe that says, if this gets to 100,000, Mike will do a review. He would do it for $100,000.
I think you could make a computer that does a Star Wars review.
Probably. And like, I would probably listen to it and enjoy it.
This character, it's like a stink. It's a butt and a stink and a baby and a swamp plant. And then it's like, oh, God. There's a thing like a clip art that shows up and goes, eh, eh. And he's like, and then. You but got Luke Skywalker and a Darth Vader. Legos.
I think
not
part
a good
of,
computer.
I think part of why the reviews are so simple is that everybody feels like they could write a better Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if they're wrong. Doesn't it feel like writing a Star Wars movie should be really, really easy?
Yeah, I think you
come up with a couple likable characters. You got droids, you got lightsabers.
I don't know.
Don't fuck around.
How do you make a bigger Death Star though? You blows up planets. Like that's it.
I know people.
Then they
like,
made another one.
Did you see Rogue One? That was okay. But I think that was like a perfect example
with
of
the Chinese guy.
Yeah, with the Chinese guy.
That it's like,
why do you say it so disparagingly? Ooh, the Chinese guy.
Well, because why is there China in space? What is there, space China?
Why is there Europe in space? You're
I
racist.
Don't know.
It makes sense that there's European
How
guys.
How many Chinese
it
planets
make sense
are
that there's Chinese
Is there a whole
guys.
Chinese planet?
Yeah, probably. Why not?
All right. Whatever.
If there's a bunch of European planets, there can't be one Asian planet.
I understand a white guy and black guys. All right, whatever.
You understand a black planet.
There's a Chinese guy speaking English.
Well, he's speaking basic or whatever the fucking...
Which is English. The Jabba the Hutt does not speak.
Yeah, no, he doesn't have to.
But well, then what's that guy with the flaps in his face? Is he... What race is he
Which
then?
Which guy's... Oh, the guy, the
Chinese guy.
Oh, he flaps in his face.
Yeah. Of Lando Calrissian. He's like... Oh,
that Chinese guy? That's not a Chinese guy. That's
I thought
a,
it was when I was a kid. I was like, that's a... Oh, look at this. They got a... They snuck
I
a
thought
Chinese
you
guy.
Meant fucking, what's his name? The martial artist guy.
No, he's flying a ship.
No, that's not, that's an alien, Dick. It's not an Asian gentleman.
I don't know, it's just weird.
Did you see, what do you call it? The Mon Calamari? And you went, oh, what are those fucking Chinese people?
What the hell, what's
the
that?
The little fish guys, what's
those
his
aren't
name?
That guy's not Chinese.
No?
He's a fish.
Well, I guess you can tell a fish apart. Uh-huh. I think people review the Star Wars, because it just seems like it was so easy to not fuck it up. And for some reason, even though they fucked it up so completely, we're still like, but there's still so much there. Just don't fuck it up again. Like, at any point, you could fix it, and then they just keep fucking it up.
No, but it's like, what are you going to do? So honestly, what's your bad guy after you have a Death Star?
Well, that's a great question.
Oh, we got to... Every movie should just be... You're never going to believe it. The death. They got another.
They got another Death Star. Death Star. This time,
Death Star.
Well, I mean, that's what they did in Rise of Skywalker. He goes, well, they got a million Star Destroyers, but they all have Death Star lasers, and you're like, oh my god.
Nah, you just need one. It's one, not a million of them.
You can go. I think you could go even. I think there's other ways to go other than planet laser. Go. He's gonna kill all
like
these
what?
Fucking kids or some shit.
Kill kids?
Yeah.
It's not as good.
If you praised it the right, if you put it in the right context.
Put me in charge.
I don't know
what
you
do. It's
going
to be.
What's bigger than the nuclear bomb? You know, two nuclear bombs?
Well, blowing up a whole planet.
No. Well, I mean, that's always the problem with any of these franchises. Like, after Thanos threatens half the world, do we want to watch, I don't know.
Mr. Falcon?
Mr. Falcon stop a bunch of terrorists? It's like, nah,
I didn't want to watch Thanos.
Doesn't feel that interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, that's why I think maybe cinematic universes, maybe you just end after you defeat the big evil.
Here's a Star Wars review for you. Stinko. That's it. I don't need all this.
You should upload that to the Dick Show channel. Just go,
look at
Dick's
this.
Big Star Wars review. And you go, Stinko.
What's the what was the one you saw?
Ew.
The Bad Bunch? Here's my review.
The Bad
Batch. Bunch?
Bad Batch.
Fucking sucks. Bad
get
Bunch?
The, get the name wrong,
bad
too.
Bad Batch?
The Bad Batch
sucks. Stinko. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Rubber Jar Jar? Fuck you.
No, now you see, now you're doing it. Now you're getting into the whole...
You know what I'm saying? That's all the Star Wars reviews are, is bringing up all the same criticisms, as long as you mention a couple of them.
I'd rather eat a dead shit off of a homeless dog.
I'd rather lick the anus of a bantha than a... I'd rather
titty fuck that thing that Luke drank the milk out of the tits with. Then stick my dick into Star Wars.
Some of them are like a bad stand-up routine. It is true. Well, I'm going to maintain that my reviews are great.
Your reviews are great. They're making a lot of money, though.
They are making a lot of money.
But for everyone that makes money, there's millions that are dumb.
That are bad. There's a lot of imitators out there.
Yeah.
I'd say that's the real problem, is all the imitators that legendary film critics like myself have spawned who don't do nearly as good a job. And are just grasping at our coattails.
That's going to be CNN in 10 years.
Yeah, fake newsman.
President fucking Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris is acting like a real wampa stompa, like a real fucking...
A real bantha herder and real nerf herder.
Nerf herder, yeah.
But after the break, we're going to talk about the new Star Wars micro game where you make payments of Darth Vader's.
In order to afford your cubic apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the world, maybe we should just look at everything through the lens of Star
Free
Wars.
Free Star Wars reviews. With
It is bizarre, like all those Red Letter Media reviews, how many times I've listened to them. I mean, at the time, they were brilliant, but now everybody's doing it, and it's diminishing returns. I just ripped those guys off, to be honest. I literally one day was like, hey, what if I tried making a review like those guys? And then it worked out very well for me.
Don't you think there's just so many?
Yeah, it's a formula, and I have people who love.
I watch them too. I don't know why I do it.
It's like those everything wrong with guys who just go through a movie and nitpick everything in the fucking movie. Once you find a formula that makes money, why stop?
So that's what Disney's doing.
Yeah, that's
what
you
guys are ripping
on
that. That's why it's like a.
Well, yeah, we've taken what Disney did, which is lazy rehashed sequels, and now we're making lazy rehashed sequels
exactly.
of our own reviews.
It's the hypocrisy.
I see the hypocrisy, and I wish I was making anything else, but nothing else I put on YouTube seems to work. I don't know why.
Okay, what's your problem?
Well, Dick, you know what my problem is, and I think you were alluding to this a little bit, is that Star Wars has a real villain problem.
Oh, yeah.
Shitty bad guys.
Not one rape in all
Not
the,
one rape in all of the Well, the one problem is that we have these PG-13 villains who can't fucking do it. I'm like, what did he do? He yelled really meanly at a lady, and you're like, oh, my God, how horrible.
Wow.
The problem is we had Darth Vader, who was so great, and the Emperor, who was also so great.
Yeah.
And now it seems like every bad guy is just kind of like, and Boba Fett was also kind of like an archetype of like, all right, a guy who's like kind of quiet and a jack. I don't know. But then we got like Kylo Ren, and I'm like, God, this just sucks. Like the whole sequel trilogy kind of falls apart because you're like, can I get a bad guy who doesn't suck?
Just one.
They gave us Kylo Ren. And you're like, all right, well, he's kind of a whiny pussy baby, and I don't even know if he's a bad guy because he's Han Solo's kid. I guess we're gonna find out. He's like half a bad guy, and then you got Snoke, who was like,
that was weird.
It was just confusing. Because he first shows up, he's like 100 feet tall on a hologram, and you're like, oh, is the real one 100 feet tall? Which would make sense in Star Wars, because, you know, there's aliens of all crazy sizes. It would kind of be cool to have a giant,
golem.
Yeah, just like a psycho Jedi. Imagine a golem with a lifesaver who's like the size of a planet, and you're like, how the fuck do I deal with that? But then it was just a dude in a robe sitting in a chair.
Just like a different kind of Death Star.
On a different looking Death
Star.
Like
another
thing.
Kind of laser.
No, it's his flagship, and it has this fucking. You're like, yeah, all right, but it's kind of just more Death Stars and whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Emperor came back, but he wasn't as good. It's almost like they're like, we don't have any good villains, so let's bring back the Emperor because we were all out of ideas.
I guess Jabba the Hutt maybe raped Leia.
Yeah, Jabba the Hutt
really
was a great.
But it seems like
Jabba
that he
the Hutt
did.
Was a great villain.
Yeah, because
he was like fun. You're like, oh my god, this guy's like a rapey psychopath torturer.
Yeah,
but he's like a
drunk,
fun drunk slug. He's like, oh, 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 oh.
Doesn't speak English out of spite. Everybody speaks English. Everybody, you know, they can speak English, and he does not.
I think the original trilogy, like, people forget how great the villains were. And then, I mean, a big one that sucked. You remember that Admiral Hux? The like fucking
that
dude.
Ginger?
Yeah, that ginger.
Oh my god.
Who was just like a little sniveling bitch by the second and third movies, where he's just like, I don't burn her. And then he gets like, what's his name? Poe Yo Mama's him. He's like, I have an urgent message from your mom.
Oh, did that happen?
Yeah, you didn't see that? In the
I mean, honestly, I tried to watch them, but I think I just zoned out or blocked him out.
Yeah.
A lot of times where I was drunk.
In The Last Jedi, they literally hit him with a your mom joke. He goes, tell him I have an urgent message from his mother. And he goes like, oh, you Jedi. You fucking rebels. Yeah. I'm like, can you just get a guy who's like kind of, you know, really competent and like evil and ruthless? Like,
yeah.
That's what the audience wants. And, like, interesting, maybe, and clever.
The Emperor made you feel like he could rape and would, but he's beyond rape,
even,
because he's so evil.
The Emperor was just like, he's just pure evil. He's just like,
blowing up planets.
Yeah.
Not for even any reason.
It was like a control freak kind of thing. He just wanted to own
everything.
All
the people that live in total poverty on the planets. Basically,
I think it was his was just a mad quest for power. I mean, I complained about this that Star Wars keeps trying to be funny. I mean, Star Wars was always kind of funny, but you got to be less funny with your bad guys. Like, because then nobody takes him seriously.
Darth Vader was not funny.
There was never anything funny about Darth Vader.
Except for that part where when he's playing with his dolls and the guy comes in.
What, in his pod?
He's in his room and he's playing with the dolls.
What are you talking?
He's playing with his Star Wars
dolls.
Talking
about Anakin?
No, like, Darth Vader.
Darth Vader's he's playing in with his Star Wars dolls.
Yeah, he's at his desk in his room. He's playing with the dolls, and that guy comes in with the hat.
Yeah,
and says that the Emperor is on the phone, and he shoves all of his dolls in the desk, and says, "I told you to knock first."
I don't remember this. Did that happen?
And he goes, "Did you see anything?" He goes, "I did not see you playing with your dolls, sir."
That didn't happen in Star Wars, you motherfucker.
That was in Spaceballs.
That was. Oh,
did
that
you
Spaceballs?
Not see Spaceballs?
It's been so long since I've seen Spaceballs.
I have that whole movie. Like, I've seen that movie more
I've
than all the Star Wars put together.
And they have the shorts and the fucking the rings. It's been a while since I've seen Spaceballs.
Okay.
At least like a decade.
You should watch it.
I should watch it again, actually. What was I going to say? They keep like making jokes with all the stormtroopers and shit on the show where like the stormtroopers, you know, it's always like, hey, how come the stormtroopers can never shoot anything? You know, how come they never hit the heroes? There's like a scene on the show now where they're trying to fire their guns at, like a can and they're missing by miles. And I'm like, don't tell me that their guns are like useless. There's no tension now because I don't fear any of the villains. The villains are always like a joke on Star Wars now.
Yeah.
It's also.
They have to have, to save it, they have to have one of the bad guys say the N-word.
Yeah. Then he's really a bad
guy.
To
stop all of this shit. To stop all the goofy stuff.
Like they shouldn't be goofy at all. They've literally, they're mass murderers. Like, they've murdered, like, the First Order, in the first movie, they massacre, like, three planets. It's like three Alderaans they blow up. Mm. And the next movie is going, hey, where's your mom? He's like, whoa, whoa, what? Oh! And I'm like, they're the worst people in the world. They're mass murderers. Don't,
yeah.
Why are you goofifying them? Make them fearsome so that I feel like I actually want.
Like, Indiana Jones, the Nazis aren't, like, silly. Are
no,
they?
I mean, like, occasionally it's funny. It's funny when they get dispatched, you know, by cleverness and wit, like that. But that's the character being spunky, and the bad guys aren't like playing into it. They're still not. They're not like, whoa. It's like, oh, he killed those Nazis because, you know, he's cunning and clever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I just don't take the bad guys seriously in Star Wars anymore. And anytime, I mean,
why does everything have to be so funny?
Well, that's the Marvel problem. It's like, it's again, we talked about this on a show recently, the whole no more comedies problem is that now that we don't have distinct comedy movies as an outlet for comedy,
it has to be crammed into
everything. Yeah.
Everything is a rom-com, everything action, has to adventure, be a mystery, little bit thriller, funny suspense movie.
Yes. That was why Last Jedi was so crazy. It was like so many jokes everywhere. I mean, I feel like this is a separate problem entirely, but like keep some of these jokes out of Star Wars. But it really was at the expense of the villains, like Kylo Ren, like smashing his helmet like a little bitch. He's like, I'm so mad now. Brr, 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 brr. Like,
I watch these movies now fearsome. And I have this very palpable feeling that they're not for me.
Yeah. Like, but the originals, I don't know who they're for. Are they for like 8-year-olds?
I don't know. But I watch them and I feel like they are, I feel like they're being made for someone that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Like they're a bunch of people making a movie for a demo that they cannot define. Like random comedy, horses riding around in space, a woman.
That's another example of the
main
fucking
character.
Villains like goofiness. The whole horse part where they land on the speeders because the guy goes like, shut down their speeders. And he goes, we can't shut down their speeders. Why not? Because they're on horses, sir. Oh, we really got them this time. And it's like, stop being funny. Like, I think they were trying to be funny there. Like, oh, look, those stupid Nazis didn't anticipate that we'd land horses on their ship. Yeah, because that's retarded.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't anticipate it because that is a terrible idea to write into the script. Then they land horses on the Death Star board or whatever the fuck.
3PO was the only funny, and the other robot was the only funny.
That's the thing, yeah, the
thing.
Droids were like the comic relief. George Lucas understood the I don't know what happened. George Lucas started putting comedy everywhere, and he's like, what if that guy stepped in shit? Once Jar Jar Binks showed up, like, all fucking rules were out the window. Yeah. It's like, yeah, no, he's like, it's gotta be funnier. But before it was like sparing, it's like, okay, C-3PO.
Oh no, that guy's Anakin's mom got raped. That's two rapes.
That is. There's some. Well, they don't do that anymore in Star Wars now. That's the other problem. Disney has gotten raped. Disney is going full PG with this whole thing.
What if they raped a robot?
There should be more rape in Star Wars. The villains, yes. Disney also needs to let the villains be villains. I want to see people get their heads cut off. I want to see people get a lightsaber through the eye.
Yeah.
All right? That's because you're not selling me on the villains when it's like, he stole the Baby Yoda. I'm like, okay, well, they're going to get him back. That's not that villainous.
I hate Baby Yoda.
Have him cut Baby Yoda's fucking arm off or some shit. And then I go, oh my God, that guy's a real asshole. I don't buy the villains because what's the most villain? Any villainous thing they supposedly do always happens off screen. It's like, oh, they blew up a planet. You didn't get to see it, but it happened.
They even made IG-88 goofy in The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Like he's doing like, he's saying, making robot sounds.
Yeah, and like spinning around and being fun.
Yeah, like that guy was a real menacing character in the third.
Boba Fett, who was supposed to be a villain, is now just goofing around and riding on the backs of Rank. See, I know you haven't watched all the Star Wars stuff, so I don't know what
I know where it's
you've
going.
Seen.
As soon as they pulled the mask off, I was like, it's like a Australian Mexican.
Yeah.
That's who Boba Fett is.
Yeah. I think he's part Aborigine or something.
Okay.
But he's riding around and having fun and being goofy. And I'm like, no, he should be, he's was a villain. He should be scary and
he should be
intimidating
real fun.
Yeah. And fucking cutting people's heads off and shit.
Space sucks.
Oh God, you got to see the villains of the Boba Fett show. They're these fucking fish people. and they just show up and they're just like, we run all the drugs in Star Wars. I'm like, this is not, these guys
drugs?
Suck.
They're worried about drugs. Yeah, they're worried in about Star
now
Wars?
It's a whole drug smuggling thing and they're trying to smuggle drugs. There's no good villains anymore. Just have badass like Sith lords who fucking hate everybody and, you know, have sinister motives and do fucked up shitty shit to people in advancement of their own aims.
Right.
Instead of like, he's like kind of fun and goofy and and oh, isn't it funny when he falls down and he hits his bum bum, blah, blah, blah. Like, no. I hate all these villains and I think it's kind of what's stopping Star Wars from being interesting. A story's only as good as its villain, right? The villain is almost more important than the hero.
It's the most important.
Yeah, that's why Batman's so good, is the villains are good.
Yeah, right.
And that's why Superman sucks, is all these villains are fucking, I'm Brainiac.
That's why Star Wars sucks.
Mistle Mixel.
There's only Darth Vader.
There's only Darth Vader, and now he's dead.
And Jabba the Hutt, and the Emperor.
Which were
but
all
there's
great.
There's no good new villains.
No, you can't name a single good new villain.
It's easy to make villains, too.
Yeah, it's not that hard. They tried, they cheated and went and got the guy from Breaking Bad. But even him, I'm like, you're just the guy from Breaking Bad with a lightsaber.
They should have not given him a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Then he would be more scary.
And he's way scarier in Breaking Bad when he's just like a businessman who runs a chicken restaurant. And then they put him in like Empire shit and a lightsaber. And I'm like, this guy is like goofy now. Now it's just goofy because I don't take it serious. He's like an old man. It was way scarier when he was just like a regular dude, you know, ordering hits on people. How did Star Wars fuck that up so bad?
I don't know. And then they put like the stormtroopers on catapults. Did I see that right in the new movie? They have jetpacks.
They have jetpacks. They're flying around. I mean, that's the stormtroopers. When you've established that anytime you see a stormtrooper, that they're useless and they will never land a single. Stormtroopers need to kill people. Always been my argument for Star Wars. I'm like, you need to have a scene where one of the heroes just gets fucking
eviscerated.
That was
the first scene in the first movie.
Yeah, the stormtroopers take over a rebel carrier
and kill
a
bunch of guys.
Bunch of rebels. And you're like, oh, these guys are a big deal.
That sucks. That guy had a family.
Yes.
He had a wife.
Yeah.
She was cheating on him because he was at war, gone a long time.
Things happen. The heart knows what it wants. Regardless, you need the stormtroopers to just open fire on a fucking room full of people and kill all of them.
But they tried that. Remember, they tried that in the first of the
prequel.
No, in the sequels.
Yeah.
They tried that in episode 7 right away.
Yeah.
They had him come in
but
and
that
kill
was
all
good.
People, but it wasn't.
That was good.
It felt kind of weird.
They needed to keep doing it.
They needed to do more.
They needed to do way more of stormtroopers being like, we are murderous, fucked up monsters. And the whole empire is. And like, anytime you see us, you have to go like, oh my God, the heroes might get shot and die. Instead, it's like, oh man, I can't wait to see him do like a flip over that one. And then she'll use the mind trick and they'll go like, I think I could let you through here because I'm a fucking idiot. They're like, it's so goofy and stupid. Just like have the villains be scary and killers and like not have them be
fun. You know
what
annoys me about the Force powers? Maybe I should have brought Force powers in. It's
maybe,
my problem.
Maybe.
Well, because in the first one, maybe the Force wasn't working. You know? Like, he's like, let's see your the papers for those droids. And he goes, you don't need to see them. You don't need to see these
see their
droids.
Papers.
You don't need to see the papers. And guys goes, we don't need to see their papers. It's like, you know, maybe he just didn't need to see the papers.
Like, maybe he just like, convinced them.
Yeah, maybe he just like thought like, hey,
this old guy's got a good point.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
I don't care about this. I don't care about the Empire. Darth Vader's gonna choke me from a billion miles away. I don't fucking care.
That'd be a great
go get
twist.
A drink.
It wasn't actually a Force
suggestion. But that was the whole point. Yeah. Even the end, when it's like, trust the Force. All right, I could bullseye Womp Rats, and he shoots it, and he does. It's like, well, you know, maybe it was just a good shot.
Yeah, there was always a.
But then from then on, it was like
deniability.
Here's a fucking reverse mind reading shit. And they're like, oh shit, she's reverse mind reading me. Like, no, it wasn't mind powers. It was like, maybe it wasn't mind powers, you idiot.
That it was like, could it be the Force? Is it real or is it just a coincidence that it appears that way?
Yeah.
Well, once you start making things float and you can jump 50 feet in the air, then the Force is apparently real, you know?
And the way they're hiding, like, I don't think we should go that way. Okay, well, let's go this way. Like, oh, it turned out to
what
be
was
right.
That noise? Top gassing. He, you know, he fucking makes the thing happen, maybe using a magic power, or maybe it's a coincidence.
The Wilhelm scream, that's a bad one, too. Yeah!
Yeah, at this point, I've heard it was fun when he did it the first couple times.
Do they not have another Scream to do?
Well, it's a Star Wars trademark to continually put the Willem Scream in every movie.
But it's in like every movie ever.
Yeah, I think they should stop doing that.
Just record another guy.
It's like their weird little trademark.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh! Use that one.
There you go.
Oh, shit!
It would be good. It would be good if they started using a different one.
Shit!
Oh, fuck!
Those are all good. Fuck!
It would be great to have a stormtrooper just yell, fuck.
Fuck!
Did that stormtrooper just say fuck?
So they have a sitcom yet?
Han Solo just shoots one. He goes, fuck! You're not supposed to say fuck. It's Star Wars. He goes, they're really fucking hurt. Hey, man, this is PG.
Okay. Here's my problem.
Yes.
Biggest problem in Star Wars is Ewok hate.
Mm.
This is the biggest because it's going on the longest.
Yeah.
These guys that hate Ewoks.
Just constantly talking shit.
All of the new movies suck and all the shows are bad. And there will be people that say like, well, actually, the prequels are good. And they're not.
No.
And they're just trying to show off. Right?
Yes.
And all the first three were good. But then there was people even back then that were like, oh, I don't like the Ewoks.
Yeah.
Buddy, who are you trying to... Who are you trying to
impress here?
Yeah. Who are you trying to big league here? What do you like, the Wookiee? You like the princess going around?
You liked the droid who, you know, said fun gay things?
You like the homosexual...
Yeah, the homosexual
droid
robot.
And the garbage can, but a bunch of teddy bears. Is like, you're too
much.
Good for the fucking teddy bears?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? They're doing clever tricks and traps and shit.
And they're
coming
fun.
In here.
They have their own religion of some sort.
They're all fucked up.
Yeah.
You don't even know. You kind of know which are girls and which are not. Not really.
Yeah.
Maybe they do.
I'm sure
they seem pretty frightening.
Well, they
with their
clearly
sticks and
in,
stuff.
Yeah, in numbers.
They
absolutely.
Got all kinds of Home Alone shit all over the jungle.
Yeah,
they live here. I don't know if they live anywhere else. They don't got no spaceships or anything.
Right.
Right.
A primitive tribe. Yeah.
Just what could possibly be the problem you have with these guys?
Yeah, I never understood the Ewok criticism.
Like angry at your dad or what? They're great.
I mean,
I love them.
Yeah, well, I grew up as a kid who loved the Ewoks, and only later did I discover that other people didn't. And I was like,
What's
the problem with the Ewok? There's all sorts of stupid shit in Star Wars. What's
fuck
so stupid
you.
About
the whole Ewok? The whole thing is stupid, right? Oh, I hated those Ewoks. Like, what? What did you like about the rest of it then?
I think people dislike that.
There's a whole bunch of Muppets in there.
They were commercialized, like clearly trying to sell toys and shit of them. I'm like, yeah, but you buy toys, all the other shit, so what do you fucking care?
Don't buy the toys then, dude.
Yeah, don't buy the Ewok.
What did you want there to be on that planet?
I love the Ewoks. They're cool.
A bunch of naked men? Like a bunch of naked tribesmen?
Yeah.
And then it's cool? Like, what is your problem?
I mean, you like Chewbacca. He's just like a big Ewok, basically.
I thought he was when I was a kid.
You thought they were
like,
the same?
I thought those were like
babies.
His kids. It's like, wow,
Oh, wow, well, they went to his planet and all the baby ones are there.
I did think that.
That's funny.
And those guys and their cynicism
is
what ruined everything after that.
I think I like the Ewoks. I like the idea of little teddy bears that, you know, run around poking people with spears and shit.
Perfect.
I mean, I would like to see them, honestly. I imagine they're actually more violent than we saw on screen. I'm like, imagine them hunting.
Probably eating each other.
Yeah, well, or, you know,
when
hunting in the woods, killing, foraging.
Yeah. Banging.
Banging.
Little wieners.
I'm not thinking about that, but I mean.
Why? They're not kids. They're adult.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
They are of reproductive age.
Yeah.
There clearly is an old one there.
Yeah.
Who's fucking telling the story and stuff. So,
well, I was telling you before,
I mean,
the
like
show
dogs.
You seem surprised by this, but there was an Ewoks cartoon.
I don't like that.
Why not?
Because
I mean, it did get very much into like Care Bears territory of like, wicked, we've got to go on an adventure. Oh, to save the Care Bear forest.
But they're talking
Ewok forest. Yeah, they talk.
No, no, no. But then they're like humans.
Yeah, they're basically.
You can't have that.
In the show, they were.
They got to be little like grumbling pygmies.
Yeah.
They got to be like a non-white colonizable.
It would be cool to like, I don't know why they haven't brought Ewoks back in any way.
Right? They brought all
of
this
all
shit,
the shit
back,
to bring back.
Of everything.
Yeah.
Ubu Gloop2's 50s bar.
Yeah.
They got a Mandalorian and a re-Mandalorian. They've got a Space Boston for Bill Burr. But they don't bring Baby Yoda. But they don't bring a Ewok back at all?
Couldn't there be one guy who has like an Ewok sidekick that like hangs out on his shoulder and shoots a gun at
or
people?
Crash?
And, yeah. There should be one Ewok who's like exploring the galaxy doing Ewok stuff. I'd watch that show.
No, they gotta go back to that
planet.
There's gotta be good tech there, like Death Star stuff. That's worth stealing.
What you think is when the Death Star crashed, some of it landed on Endor?
Yeah, wouldn't
well,
it
there's
have?
Leftover shield generators.
And the
course.
Death Star would get there eventually.
Well,
if it's got no propulsion, Death it's going to fall.
You know, the Death Star landed on Kef Beer, as we all remember from the movie Rise of Skywalker.
What?
Did you see Rise of Skywalker?
It was that with the sword? That's the clue?
That was where she had to hold up the dagger. That was the ruins of the Death
that
Star.
That made no fucking sense. None of that shit made any sense.
Yeah, I know, because J.J. Abrams is a terrible fucking writer, and he hired Chris Terrio, who is also a terrible fucking writer. Do you know Chris Terrio?
No, I don't know.
Writer of Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
He also wrote Batman v Superman and Justice League.
Those sucked.
Yeah, he's the worst writer in all of Hollywood. after you write Batman.
It's like he writes like Ed Hardy.
I don't know how you make Batman v Superman. Everyone goes, yeah, now you get to do Star Wars. It's like, no, he fucked up already. He's done. You don't give him another
but
one.
But did he? Do people like this? Like, it's the Ewok haters that like this. They like to pretend that this is cool. Because the Ewoks is like, well, none of this is cool. It's all dumb.
Yeah.
And like stupid.
Ewoks are equally dumb to everything else in Star
Wars.
This
is, oh, but I hated those Ewoks. It was so stupid. Like, well, all of this shit is stupid. What's wrong? What do you mean? What are you watching it for?
Yeah.
I'm watching it because it's dumb. They got a fucking, like a monkey with a medal flying around in space and crawling around in trash.
Yeah. He's
telling me the teddy bears was a gay too far.
I love the whole Ewok planet, and it's like a fun little.
Yeah, where did the Death Star crash then?
The Death Star crashed on another moon of Endor. Endor. So the Ewoks don't live on Endor.
Oh, they live on a moon?
They live on Endor's forest moon.
They got a moon that has a forest?
Yeah, its moon is forested.
Oh, that's odd.
So that's the forest moon of Endor.
Okay.
And then Kef Beer, I believe is the name. Is it, I believe another moon of Endor.
And nobody went back to the Ewok one?
No.
The moon evolved a sentient
species. I mean, the funny assumption was that the when we saw the Death Star in the trailer, we're like, oh, fuck, all the Ewoks are dead. Because all the wreckage of the Death Star landed on that planet and turned it into a crater. But then they're like, no, it's a different fucking moon.
The Ewoks are fine.
Hopefully.
They should be the bad guys.
The Ewoks?
Yeah.
I'd like to see more Ewoks.
I feel like
that's
Dark
unexplored territory.
Yeah. Is there a show for them?
The Ewoks?
For kids?
There's a cartoon that I've discussed.
Like a new one?
No, there's not a new one.
Oh.
Well, they have started putting those old cartoons on the Disney Plus. There's also a droid cartoon show. It's just R2-D2 and C-3PO on wacky adventures.
I hate wackiness.
Yeah, well, it was all like early 80s cartoons are real bad. It's bad. It's not a good show.
I feel like there should just be a fart droid in the next one. R2
should just fart. Fart 2...
Fart2D2.
Poo2?
Yeah.
D-poo.
And every time he talks, he farts. It's like, oh, it's hilarious.
Oh, I love that one. He's hilarious. Yeah. Star Wars should definitely be more funny. No. Less of that. That's my argument.
What about that? There's just like a drunk guy. This makes... Yeah, it's like a fart. Droid farts.
Yeah.
All the time.
I don't want that. I would like to see Ewoks...
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of Jawas, Tusken Raiders. They keep going back to that shit. Why can't I get more Ewoks in my life?
I would like them.
I'm trying to think what else we're missing. More pod racing.
Hmm.
Why not?
Okay.
We keep going back to Tatooine for all this fucking Boba Fett show and shit. Where are the pod races? Has pod racing been outlawed? Nobody talks about pod racing. This is not my problem, but it should be.
Yeah.
What kind of drugs do they have?
To pod race. I think they just call it spice or some shit.
What does it get you fucked up?
I assume. No, it just makes you forget you live in Star Wars.
Do they have liquor?
Yeah, they got bars in Star Wars.
Do you ever see them drinking liquor, though?
There's literally a cantina bar. Aren't they drinking in the bar in the first Star Wars?
What are they drinking?
I don't know. Space alcohol. Like, what? They don't tell you.
Space alcohol?
I'm sure in the expanded... I'm sure if we went to the Wikipedia right now, you could look up what kind of alcohol they have in Star Wars, and I'm sure they have names for it.
Okay. What do you got? What's your problem?
My problem is, Dick, the death of Luke Skywalker. I don't think they should have killed him off.
Oh.
I've thought about this long and hard.
Yeah.
And I think it was the wrong move for a number of reasons.
Okay.
One of which is the death of Luke Skywalker was fucking lame. It was the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. He force projects himself so hard to go fucking yell at his nephew.
Did he die?
Yeah, he basically lectures his nephew too hard.
To death.
And that, yeah, you're like, he goes, does some like little fake dodging and shit, you know, pretending to have a lightsaber.
That's dumb.
And then lectures his nephew so hard that he dies. And it was so lame. Couldn't Luke Skywalker have died doing something cool? Like, you know.
Do we need to see him dying?
Well, I don't know. If he's going to die, I want to see it, but why even kill him? I don't think they need to
die
kill him.
Of, like, old age, like peacefully.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
you know, Yoda did.
Right.
And not in it with dignity.
Why does he have to die out in a blaze of glory or whatever? It could just be. What does every hero have to have a cool hero death or a lame hero death?
Yeah.
I think, well, here's the thing is that obviously their plan was that they're like, well, we got Carrie Fisher, and she's going to be the linchpin, and we'll keep her alive, and she'll be, like, the one part of the old Star Wars universe that remains as we build this new Star Wars universe, right? That fucking bitch died. Loves cocaine so much.
Don't blame it on cocaine.
It could
be anything.
Combination of
could
cocaine.
Could be high fructose. It could be seed oil.
Well, I mean, they ran a toxicology report, but maybe it was the seed oil that
gathered
up.
She was just doing cocaine at the
time. Sure. Fine. Regardless, at that point...
Can you really die from cocaine?
It can contribute to heart conditions and whatever else.
All right.
She had a bunch of different stuff, not just cocaine. Regardless, that was the point that they needed to go, okay, we killed Luke Skywalker.
That bitch was partying with cocaine at like 60?
Yes.
Five?
Yeah, or like, I don't know, Percocets or whatever old people drugs Perks? Are out there. I don't know what she was. You can look it
you
up.
You said cocaine.
I assume it was cocaine and like some other shit.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. She was very cool. Do you know how cool Carrie Fisher
fat,
was?
Though. Getting fat.
Okay, I'm not worried about that. Do you know Carrie Fisher was a ghostwriter in Hollywood?
For what?
Sister Act, The Wedding Singer, Hook. A bunch of
Hook
movies.
Was good.
You know, like The Wedding Singer?
I didn't like The Wedding Singer.
What about Sister Act was actually a phenomenon when it came out.
Yeah, I saw it in
Sister
theaters.
Act was fucking huge for some reason.
That was like in the 80s when every movie was like, the mob. It's like, it's yeah. always the mob.
The
is
mob.
Going after you. Oh, no, it's
oh,
Vinny
no,
and
I gotta
fucking
pretend
Salvador.
I got to pretend to be a fucking a nun and go on a crazy adventure. I think they made a Sister Act musical. It was like, Whoopi Goldberg was like a household name because of Sister Act.
And she got on Star Trek because of Sister
well,
Act.
Well, she got that because of Sister Act, I think. Mm. And what, Ghost she was in? Whoopi Goldberg is a weird property. It's just a weird thing to think about that like, there was a... There
Have
was
you seen
a,
how fat she is now?
She's pretty fat, yeah.
Whew.
There was a time on this planet when Whoopi
it's
Goldberg
like Kingpin.
Was an A-tier star of like, oh my God, we got Whoopi Goldberg.
She's on The View. It's
yeah.
as big as it gets for women.
Well, it's different,
That's
though.
Like Valhalla for women.
Yeah, kind of.
Going on The View.
Have you heard The View is like, we have no idea how to get any conservatives on this show because they're all insane?
Oh, the conservatives are the problem?
Well, they tried to find a new conservative host, but they're like, we can't find any that didn't support the insurrection. Which was their
you
one
mean,
their one stipulation was to that we want someone who doesn't support what happened on January 6th.
Yeah, because it was
and all conservative
hilarious.
Women are like, that's the best thing that ever happened
yeah.
in this country.
Do you support that?
What? A bunch of people storming their way into the halls of government?
Well, they got let in.
Some of them got let in. Not all of them.
So,
and I think some of them got let in because they're like, if we don't let them in, who knows what else is going to happen?
That's fine.
You're
saying the government got date raped?
The government got date raped.
Oh, well, if we don't let them in, who knows what they'll do?
I'll tell you what I support. That one guy who caught that bitch between the eyes. Oh. Try to break down our barricade. Just started firing like Tex. That's our Boba
Fett. That's the worst thing, Vito. That's the worst thing I've ever heard. You support the cop that murdered Ashley Babbitt
for
trying to climb through a door.
Yeah.
And there's a cop behind her.
He said, hey, don't you come through that door.
And then murder?
And then that bitch came, she came through and he went. And I'm like, that's justice right there.
That's a real woman.
That's
like someone's.
Not anymore, it ain't.
This is the most offensive thing I've ever heard in my life.
Best part of the whole day.
Cold-blooded murder.
I watched that video like 100 times, and every time.
So she's climbing in the door, and you thought, that cop better shoot her.
When you see a barricade in a government building with a cop behind it, does he want you to break through?
Who cares?
Is that why it's there? Who cares?
What are they going to uncover all the insider trading and little boys that are raped inside the Capitol?
A woman who has never experienced consequences in her life. Thought that a cop establishes a barricade and she could just break it down.
It was just a door. Why were the cops even there?
Why were the cops there? Because every fucking lawmaker is inside that
building.
You don't
think he could like try to block her for a little bit? Like, oh, hey, stop.
He doesn't know what
stop,
she's
stop.
Got. She could have had a gun of her own. He had to do his cop stuff, you know? He feared for his life.
And then she died right
she
there.
She was coming right at him. Yeah, that was the best part of the whole thing. Anyway, we're a little off topic. Regardless. Who knows what that bitch who knows what that bitch was capable of, Dick?
What about George Floyd? You glad that they killed him?
Well, he wasn't doing anything wrong.
He wasn't listening.
Yeah, but he didn't like try. He was already they already had him detained.
Oh.
If she was on the ground and in handcuffs and he shot her in the face, okay, no, I'm not they wouldn't be charging that.
Oh, okay.
But for all he knew, she could have got that barricade open. He would have been done for.
So the cop would have been done
for?
Yeah,
so he did the heroic thing. Of shooting this bitch in the face.
Did he hit her in the face?
I don't know where he shot her.
And she bled out and was like,
she bled out and
in
died.
Her mind, she's like, I'm gonna die.
Well, she had to die for America. That's what she wanted anyway, right?
No.
Good for her. She nailed it. Regardless.
Okay.
Regardless. Back on Star Wars, Dick. We now have.
So you want the bad guys to act more like which one? Her?
The bad guys in Star Wars?
Yeah.
Yeah, they should be dumb. No, I don't know. No,
so the bad guys in Star Wars would not be like the hero cop.
The bad guys in Star Wars would not be like the hero cop.
They'd be like her.
They'd be like her.
Violently storming the Capitol.
Yeah, a violent, angry villain who is trying to destroy the Republic.
Oh.
And to defend the Republic.
The Republic of Halliburton.
Sometimes
and
heroes
Vanguard.
Must take drastic actions.
The cop who saved Black
the
Rock
cop
from-
who shot her was basically like Mace Windu. You know,
because he's black?
Yeah, because he's black. He was like a Jedi warrior.
He's not like Han Solo who shot first?
No.
That would be a better metaphor comparison. I think
this is a perfect comparison is that he saw that the Republic and the Senate was under attack. And he took he valiantly took up his weapon to protect the democracy.
So if they had won, your version of America would be totally destroyed.
Yeah, but if they had broken in.
And then what?
And, you know, probably like broke some stuff and pissed everybody off.
And then that would be.
And then left dejectedly.
That would be devastating to democracy.
I don't know what was going to happen. A lot of those guys were waiting for it all depended on Trump.
He should have marched with him.
Oh, yeah. They were waiting. They're like, if he tells us to take out the guns and go nuts, they were ready to do it.
Yeah.
There was those Oath Keeper guys.
Yeah.
They kept
thinking. I think those are feds, though. The Oath Keepers?
Well, one of them's not a fed. He's, like, about to get put away.
We'll see.
No, they're running a very elaborate game on us. Because right now, he had a bunch of boxes with guns in them that he had in the hotel.
Yeah.
And then
Fed.
It was basically like if Trump, you know, says, all right, take back democracy.
It's probably a
we
fed,
break
though.
Out the guns and we start shit. No, there were some guys there who were legit psychopath gun nuts.
But they're probably set up by feds.
Probably, maybe. Very possibly.
Here's some guns. You should bring them.
I don't know.
Elon Musk, though, what if he did it?
There's probably at least one guy who, you know, went there with guns waiting for Trump to tell him to kill everybody.
Who was told to do that by a federal agent.
Not necessarily. Some of these guys believe that shit without the feds getting involved. You always say it's a fed. It's always the feds. No one ever came up with any plan to ever do anything without a federal agent nudging them
on.
Yeah,
the feds killed Kennedy. The feds always do bad stuff.
The feds did not kill Kennedy, Jesus Christ.
They did.
No, they didn't. Fucking nut job. The mafia killed Kennedy, you idiot.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
That makes way more sense. Point is,
like
we're not
Batman.
Like Batman. Batman saved Kennedy, or at least that's what he's trying to do.
Okay.
Point is, we now have no Leia because she's dead.
Yeah.
So they should have brought Luke Skywalker back from the dead. Because you're now in this point where they're like, okay, the sequel trilogy is over. Do you want to watch new stuff with like Rey Skywalker and whatever else? And you're like,
yeah.
Well, no, because nobody I like is there. Except Lando, and Lando's like clearly has dementia.
Because all the new people sucked.
Yeah,
Rey, Finn.
Well, you want to keep around some of the old characters to like connect it to the old universe in a way where it's kind of like, okay, these guys are continuing on, but you still have it, again, Leia was going to be there and like overseeing it as like the mother of Star Wars, and like,
you guys
have to go save the Trandorian system. And they're like, okay, yeah. Leia, just like, but she's fucking dead. I would have, and Dick, I have a secret project.
Okay.
That I have secretly for the past 2 years been writing my own version of Star Wars Episode 9.
Okay.
And
just continuing
off and
from
on,
8.
Off and on, continuing from 8.
Okay. Because
they fucked 9 up so badly.
Okay. Are you gonna get those like Chinese animators that animated the news like 4 years ago?
I might get a guy. I might get a guy to storyboard the whole thing. We'll see.
Okay. And get like voice actors.
Yeah.
That
you want
to
voice
funny.
Act sure. a character?
Yeah.
I'll show you. I got like half a script.
Okay.
I put it on the back burner for now, but at some point I definitely want to finish it. I have a whole...
Actually, remind me to talk to you about a thing I wanted to do, a beautiful corpse, exquisite corpse style.
Ooh.
I think it'd be funny.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
It's been a while since...
And get a lot of internet people in on it. Anyway, go ahead.
I think that you should have had, at the end of episode 9, have bring Luke Skywalker back to life and have him kind of reset up his Jedi school. And be like, all right, listen, I'm not even going to run the school. Rey, you run the fucking school. I'm going to be like the old hermit at the top of the mountain. Who anytime like shit's going on, you come up to me and you go, Master Luke, I just don't know what to do. And I hit you on the head and I like the old, you know, the old Chinese master.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like sitting around, just like, you know, he's there. You know, he's not fucking dead for no reason.
He chokes you. And he's like, oh my God, I become my father.
Well, very occasionally, like maybe he'll show up in like the darkest of circumstances. You know, Rey and her friends are doing a fucking thing and they're like, we're totally fucked. And then Luke's like, all right, fine. I'll come out of the hut. I'll make a little token appearance. But just there to kind of guide this next generation. Because they have nothing. They have no idea what to do right now. Yeah. The current Star Wars universe is this thing called the High Republic, which is set like 4,000 years before the prequels,
because
they're like, we have no idea what to do with Rey or Finn. Why would anyone care? Everyone's dead. The Emperor's dead. Darth Vader's dead. Luke, Han, Leia are dead. Well, do you want to know what Rey and Poe are doing? No, I don't give a shit. You need some connection to the old Star Wars. And
just do it all again. Like, just shoot it.
I mean, they
all
should
the same movies.
The other what they should do is say, remember those sequel movies? That was a fun alternate reality timeline, and now we're going to do a trilogy of animated movies that actually tell you what happened to, you know, Luke and Leia and Han Solo. That would be fine. I don't know. Some people are really opposed to the idea of Star Wars doing the multiverse thing, and I'm like, dude, it is infinitely better than being stuck with the end of Star Wars. Is Rey Skywalker going off into the sunset for no reason and everybody's dead? Like, that is just so depressing to me.
I don't even get... I think I read something Mark Hamill said that summed it up perfectly for me. Like, he was apologizing for shitting on the new movies. And he said, you know what, though? I think I was wrong because when we shot the original movies, we were all full of hope. And that's what the movies were about.
Yeah.
And now, I'm not. I think I look at the way everything is in the world, and I think we fucked up. So... I think the movies are accurate.
Yeah, why should we make hopeful movies that inspire you?
And the movies show that. So, yeah. I take it back.
The movies are a perfect reflection of the idea that nothing ever changes for the good and everything is just... And, everything always gets worse.
Yeah, you know? I was like, wow, that's the worst... That's the most depressing shit I've ever heard.
You peak in your late 20s and everything afterwards is an endless wave of shit.
Like, bro, I remember you from The Joker now, not Star Wars. Okay, what are our problems?
Our problems for me are shitty bad, or I don't know, terrible Star Wars villains, shitty Star Wars villains, and the death of Luke Skywalker, which has just fucked them narratively.
Mine are Ewok hate and Star Wars reviews.
Got it.
Vote at biggestproblem.show. Thanks for supporting the show, guys. Especially if you're at the plus level.
Oh, yes. Don't forget to support either Dickhead Plus or Vetophile Plus. Okay. And we will include you in future episodes.
All right. I'm going to play some voicemails here.
Hey, Vito. So, which book did DeSantis ban? Fat fuck. Realize why you can't get Cumberland Farms sandwiches anymore? You ate them out of business, you fatso.
They still have Cumberland Farms? What the fuck is he talking about?
So what book did they ban? DeSantis?
Which book did DeSantis ban?
Yeah.
A shit ton of fucking math textbooks.
A shit ton?
Yeah, like 500 of them.
What did they have in them?
I'll bring it in sometime if you want to talk about it. I got to look it up. But I was
probably all bad. Probably full of bad stuff.
Yeah, it's probably, it was like the LGBT guide to Algebra 2. Pronouns and you. Yeah.
Pronouns plus
Timmy
two.
Timmy has 12 pronouns and Lisa has 5 pronouns.
How gay are you?
I don't
you?
Know why this guy said Cumberland Farms is out of business. I don't think they are.
He was saying that you ate them out of business.
But they're not. They're still there. They're just not in California.
So did you or did you not eat them out of business?
I did not eat them out of business because they are still in business. Motherfucker.
I'm sorry, Vito. You think you're going to vote Trump out of office?
Yes.
I think I need to remind everybody, especially the listeners here who haven't subscribed to the Patreon is at $4,300. Vito said in a previous episode, the Patreon is $5,000. He will vote for Donald Trump for the rest of his life.
Yeah, sure. I'll do
you
that.
Get it there. You can have him voting for Trump in the next election.
But then you forgot.
I did forget.
Go fuck yourself.
I think I got to raise it now because you guys didn't get it there quick enough.
You can't raise it. You already said.
No, if it gets to $8,000. If it gets to $8,000 a month, I'll vote for Trump.
Okay.
Which is, I think it's illegal for me to promise that.
Illegal?
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying.
How can that be illegal?
Because the cops, you can't sell your vote.
Oh, so you're saying election fraud is taking place right now.
Shut the fuck up.
It's not being policed.
Election fraud is happening right now.
Okay.
Hello, Vito and Dick.
Hi.
The biggest problem in the universe is definitely fat Galian dialectics. You know how fucking smart people online,
yeah,
the people who pretend to be smart, they say Hegelian dialectics to say that basically a problem is not one option or the other. This is fat Galian dialectics. You have a lot of people who think that any chick who's like over, you know, like a average BMI, it's like, oh, that's a fat bitch. He's disgusting. It's like,
okay,
you people fell victim to the boomers' propaganda that skinny little chick, little
it's
blonde bombshell.
Fat
that's
women.
All you need.
It
like,
is.
I don't want a beanpole. I need some meat on a chick. And I'm not talking about like, you know, fat.
You're not talking about the beanpole dames in the magazine.
Bitches,
your image thing. I'm talking about a sister you can't resist
sense.
Red beans and rice at Misser.
There's too much calling any kind of just thick woman fat.
Cosmo
and,
says you're fat.
All right, so
I ain't
Cosmo
down
doesn't
with
say
fuck
anyone's
off,
fat.
You're dumb and you're fat.
Oh, thank you. He told me to fuck off because I'm dumb and fat. No, but I'm not fat. It's just that your phrenology or whatever. What the fuck was the term did he use? Dialectic.
Fat Gaelic dialectic.
Gaelic dialectic. I'll need to look
Gaelic-tic?
That up. Not Gaelic.
Okay. Uh-oh. My mouse froze.
Did we do this one railing you about fructose corn syrup?
Oh, here. Let's find it.
I want to see what this guy has to say. Dick.
Dick, please explain why you think that the government is willing to poison you with high fructose corn syrup, but poisoning you with corn oil is just a bridge too far. Also, Vito, every time you say dick, we hear how fat you are.
Dick. Wait, why?
Say it again.
Dick? Oh, because I'm like, because there's like some saliva?
Is that too much
saliva in my mouth when I say dick?
Okay, wait, what is his charge?
Dick. Please explain why you think that the government is willing to poison you with high fructose corn syrup, but poisoning you with corn oil is just a bridge too far. Also, Vito, every time you say dick, we hear how fat you are.
I don't think
is corn oil a seed oil? Does that count? It must.
I guess corns are seeds. Yeah. I don't know if that...
They're kernels.
Yeah. Well, it's the...
Well, because we know corn is a trick, but other seed oils are great.
Yeah, it's the... they're not doing it on purpose. I think they just...
We need to get rid of all this corn.
The government
I need to bring in corn as a problem.
The government is like a pimp.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't want the hoes. It doesn't want us to have any money.
The government looks at what we produce the most of and then constructs a food pyramid that says you should eat more of this thing because we have a surplus of it.
What's easy to grow, and then the farmers say, well, now you have to pay us to grow this.
Yeah.
So corn...
No, it's the opposite. The government pays you to not grow corn.
Yeah, but they also pay you to grow corn and wheat.
It depends.
And... Like, all of these really unhealthy foods did not get popular until sugar became cheap in the form of high fructose corn syrup, which is subsidized by the government. So, like, cereal is only popular because it's covered in high fructose corn syrup, which is cheap because the government taxes you to pay for it.
Yeah.
So they're just, like, taking your tax money and pumping you full of obesity.
It's fascinating, honestly.
It really is.
Yeah, because you're like, shouldn't you guys stop? And they're like, no, because all our... I don't know, the farm belt votes.
Yeah. It's a fascinating study in Just Say No.
Yeah.
Like, no. Well, don't you want
corn?
You want people to eat for cheaper? I don't. No, I just don't want you guys doing it because you're always messing up. It's not that they're doing it on purpose. Yeah. They're doing it because they're fucking up.
You want some corn in your cereal? How about some corn in your coffee? Corn in your soda? No, stop putting corn in everything.
I don't. Well, that's what
corn
we have.
In this.
We've got stevia.
All we have is corn.
We've got fucking alacrity. We've got all of these different substitutes for sugar that are all cheaper. I don't think they're not doing that with seed oil.
I don't know what's happening with the seed oils. I don't know.
It's as bad as sugar, and it's cheap, so it makes so everyone eats it.
High fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
It is very cheap. Did you ever hear they were trying to get its name changed because of all the backlash to high fructose corn syrup?
What are they trying to change it to?
Corn sugar. They're like, can't we just call it corn sugar? But even the FDA, the FDA doesn't fuck around. They're like, no, we're not going to call it corn sugar.
What would it matter? Nobody cares.
They just thought that, like, people are stupid and they hear... If people hear a lot of words, they're like, whoa, what the fuck is fructose?
Yeah.
And there's a high amount of fructose? Ooh,
but
I don't like that.
Nobody has ever, like, eschewed something to eat because it had high fructose corn syrup in it.
Some fucking moms have. There's some moms out there who go, I don't let my child eat anything with
the same moms
high
that, like,
fructose corn syrup. And you go, well, what does that got in it? 5,000 grams of sugar.
Yeah.
Like, that's the same fucking thing.
It's all natural. It's the sugar that's the problem.
Yeah.
You idiot. The fructose is just 100% fructose. Sugar is still half fructose, and the glucose is not good. So
high fructose corn syrup is not bad by any particular properties other than the fact that it's cheap.
Cheap and paid for by taxes.
Yeah, so it's easy to put it in everything.
Which is the worst. Theft of my money is the worst
crime. It doesn't
crime.
Protect you against the sun or something magical.
The BPA thing, too. You remember that? It was a BPA plastics when everyone was going apeshit about those?
Yeah.
And then the alternative... that they never talked about. It was like, oh, no BPA plastics. The alternative was BPC plastics, which are just as bad. Well,
well, this is not a BPA. If it says no BPA plastic,
I'll take it.
They always do that shit.
You can't just get free
though.
Plastic.
Yeah. They always find some buzzword to slap on packaging and you go, oh, that must. The best one ever was a famous tale of marketing. Was this guy was selling canned salmon, right? His company made canned salmon.
Right.
But it was cheap salmon. It was all white instead of pink.
Okay.
So he made a marketing campaign that said, Whitmar's salmon guaranteed to not turn pink in the can. and his sales went up like 10 times because people were like, doesn't turn pink like that other
what
salmon.
The fuck it? But that pink has died. The yeah. pink is fake.
Well, now the pink is fake. Back then it was real.
All right.
But I managed to trick an entire class of consumers into thinking, oh man, I'm tired of that pink shit.
This show my doesn't God. Turn you gay.
Yeah, this show, the oh, only what? Show that won't turn you gay. Oh my God, are the only podcasts turning me gay?
I am feeling gay.
Yeah.
Shit.
I better all go right. listen to more episodes of Biggest Problem. Thanks everybody for supporting the show. BiggestProblem.show. Don't forget to vote on the problems, which will be available to vote on. And thanks for supporting the Patreon.
On May the 4th.
On May the 4th, be with you.
Can't believe you said that stuff about Ashley Babbitt.
That's fucking... That bitch deserved it.